If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, boom, Joe. Boda, boom. What? No, don't. They're not going to hear that. Hey guys, Joe here. I'm here with Kristen. She's having a laughing fit as she does because she finds it very funny to hit the record button. So we are not going to have a new episode this week.
I thought it was funny because you really didn't want me to just like sing the theme song that might not be the theme song. That was really funny. Sorry, we're not going to have an episode this week. That's the news we came here to tell you.
Good Lord. Am I going to keep all of this? I might. Even me restarting? Let them see behind the curtain, Kristen. Let them see how the sausage is made.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The rock sausage. I'm so sorry. I should never speak.
Rock sausage. That's a terrible term, and I don't like it. Rock sausage.
That was that one you don't hear that often. That one's kind of gross. Early demo.
Okay.
No new episode this week. We're sorry, but it's for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be revamping the show. No major changes, but I think some changes that are not only necessary, but will be a lot of fun for the listeners and will be an exciting streamlined time.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that was like corporate doublespeak there. Like, listen, we're gonna streamline it so that
so the content is extra snackable, and so that when we when we are able to,
we'll circle back to you and we'll keep you out. We'll keep you guys in the loop. It's gonna be great. It may or may not include us getting a theme song and transition music. Joe didn't want me to spoil that. We're not sure what's gonna happen.
We're in the process of working on that right now. I feel like something is going to happen.
Yeah, there'll be some audio delights, some aural delights mm-hmm. for you. And also we're going to try and, keep it a little more on point as far as like just getting to some of the other content soon. And Joe, I have it on good authority, a.k.a. from you, that there will be new and interesting games.
And segments.
Oh, you got games excited and to segments. Say segment.
Games and segments.
There will be some new games and some new segments.
So with the intention being, instead of kind of stumbling upon fun little facts for me to say to Kristen, it's going to be a little more curated so that I'll come in with some stuff and that will kind of lead the discussion. And also, better games than what we used to do initially.
Boy, that was a really good game, though. I think everybody misses it.
But more stuff that is more hall-centric and that I think also opens the doors to talking about, you know, inductions of years past and just like the history of this institution.
This institution that I have dedicated hours of my life to. Mm-hmm. I said to Joe, listen, if you want to do more work, I am definitely okay with that. And so this will be the fruits of his labor, and I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. And the first kind of streamlined, newish episode will be dropping next week with our friend James Fritz, who's a very stand-up comedian. Jesus Christ. He is very stand-up comedian. He is a good time, cool guy. No, he's a very funny stand-up comedian out here in Los Angeles and a very close friend of both of us. So
yay.
It's going to be a very, very good episode.
It'll be fun.
And
but don't, hey, guys, don't think we're not thinking of you this week just because we didn't put out a new full episode. You're in our thoughts, okay? Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little something that we recorded a while ago that we did not put out. It's a very brief little game.
Oh, you're putting that. Yeah. Oh, great.
I'll throw that out at the end of this episode, a little from a few months ago. When we recorded our Moody Blues defense episode.
Yeah.
We tried out a game that might return.
Oh, yeah.
That you guys, I hope you enjoy, and that'll be fun for you.
That's great.
We'll see you guys in about a week.
Okay. Bye. In the meantime, yeah, do reach out to us and let us know if you have any thoughts or suggestions for how we could streamline.
As you may have noticed, we have a Twitter account now.
Oh, yeah.
At Rock Hall Pod. And so please follow that and retweet. also, and of course, the email is always open, baby. rockhallpod@gmail.com.
Great. Well, we'll see you guys in a week. Oh, no.
And of course, RIP Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Boy, Queen of Soul. I've been watching that. I mean, it's been going all around, that video of her singing Natural Woman, and Carole King and the Obamas are all like
weeping
mm-hmm. openly. It's very beautiful.
Great. Maybe I'll post that I've been posting some more Rock Hall centric clips from Aretha, but maybe I'll post that one too, just because it's great.
It rocks. It's great. I mean, it rocks. So how about that?
Ooh, good.
Okay.
Use of our favorite term.
Now, now on to the game.
Yeah, enjoy this clip from the year 1979. It was from a few months ago. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
I don't either. Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, I could be the game master and come up with stuff for you and the guests to play, I suppose. Yeah.
Or you could do like a...
I was also thinking maybe like the 1 second challenge, which is a version of what we've kind of played in the past.
Like a... that game that we invented where you have to come up with
you have to... Yeah.
Where you try to identify a popular song in a friendly competition.
So what if... Yeah, so let's... If I did the 1 second challenge...
But
1 second or one note challenge, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because that might have even been a full second.
You could call it one note wonders. Because we played one note and I wonder what it was. Play it again. I fought the law and the law won.
Okay. Do you want me to give you, then I'll give you, I guess if there's another person here, we could figure that out, but then I could give you more if like you guys wanted more.
Yeah. It's not I fought the law and the law won. I need more. That is the same note three times in a row.
For some reason I thought it would help you. Okay, let's All right.
I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't think I know this song.
Okay. Well, let's.
I mean, this is a metronome. Fuck you. That is not cool or nice, and it's bad and not good. So, yeah, I don't like that game either.
I think it was fun how I ended up giving you a lot of it.
Yeah. Oh, did you? This is just like why the game that we were playing kind of sucks, though, is when something has an intro that is completely unidentifiable, like a computer noise or just four drum.
I mean, you know, I would have been able to do it, but hey, that's not what this is about. Let's try another one. I give you 5 seconds of that one.
Play it again. Is it Dreams by Fleetwood Mac?
It is not.
That was a decent guess.
I'll give you an extra second there. I'll give you 6 seconds.
This is absurd. I can hear that there are strings,
mm-hmm.
and I can hear that there's kind of a flute.
See if I can give you 10 seconds.
Maybe it was Jethro Tull. that's ABBA, and it is, it's not Fernando. It is Fernando? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think you hate this game.
Well, you know, I did get it eventually. Mm-hmm. No, I actually like it. I like it when I eventually get it. Is that Take Me to the River by Talking Heads?
Nope.
Play it again. Can I have more seconds, mm-hmm. please? Oh, that's Bennett Walk This Way?
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to pick relatively, you know, known songs.
Those are known songs, but like there's, you know, obscure, yeah, moments of,
right,
them.
Yes, of course.
Like the Fernando one, you know, that took. Would you have been able to get that into? You would, because you love ABBA.
I'm insane, and I love ABBA. I'm not insane because I love ABBA. I'm insane, and I happen to also like,
yes,
ABBA.
I don't know. Is that Summer Breeze?
Nope. A little bit more.
Yes. Someone breathed in on that. I
heard know, because I think as soon as you hear the voice.
Is it a woman singing it?
I can tell you.
Why not?
I don't know. I just feel like I can't.
Come on. Tell me if it's a woman
it
singing.
Is.
It is? Okay, play that part again then. Oh, it's Alanis Morissette. Is it ironic? No. Mm-hmm. No, it is ironic. I heard her breathe in and I got it.
If anyone's playing along, they can tell. I'm just going alphabetically.
Oh my god! Legitimately, I hadn't even been thinking about it.
I'm just scrolling.
Well, tell us what you think. If you listened to all of this...
Do you need more?
Is that Just What I Needed by The Cars?
Nope.
I was another A band, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we get to? Alanis Morissette. Is it going to be American? Oh, I truly don't. I know this song.
Mm-hmm. School's Out.
Yeah, Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
You're great. You love it.
I really love Alice Cooper.
What was I going to say? Oh, if you listened to all of this.
Should we include this?
I mean, why? I cannot imagine that anyone would want to listen to it. But if you
did.
I don't
even know how I would release it. Just like kind of be like, here it is.
Well, I think you should release the beginning of the episode for sure.
Yeah. Great.
But then when I say, are we done? And then.
Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we're done.